Welcome to your Wednesday waiver wire report. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. 10 quick minutes here, 10 minutes or less, your waiver report stuff. Not a ton of mystery here. Geno Smith is an ad. You know, given the fact that it's multiple weeks, especially in Superflex, like I wouldn't go insignificant. Is he going to be a smash start? I think you probably want to see a little bit. But yeah, do you spend 10, 20, percent somewhere in that range if you've got a lot left? I mean, listen, at this point you're not going to get guys that are going to make huge differences that you're going to kind of know that they're going to make huge differences. And when you have a situation with a quarterback that I think can play, and you know, it's 4 to 8 weeks, you know, Wilson's pushing the four side of that, we'll see. But all of a sudden you're into, right, that brings you into the playoffs, right, in terms of that's on the long side of that. That's where this ends up. So, again, if he's not helping you in the playoffs, like, you know, we could sort of debate that. But the juice to help get you there and solve some needs for you, I think is totally possible for Geno. The other one, Mike Glennon, again, I don't – we'll see here with Daniel Jones if you can snap up a Wednesday practice report as you're listening to this. Go ahead and check that out. I obviously can't because I'm recording on Tuesday, so that's a problem. But yeah, that would be one that I'd potentially watch for too. Outside of that, I do think, you know, this is a good week to really tinker around the edges. Again, you just make a 1% bet a 2% bet, right? Make a 2% bet a 4% bet in terms of the types of profiles you're doing. An easy way to do that is if a guy's leading into a bye, you cut him, pick up someone that's not leading into a bye, right? Especially one, yeah, I used the Saints backfield as an example. And the key in that situation is just go roster backup quarterback, right? Just like, that's a good time to roster. I don't think you always have to handcuff, but that's a really good time to, you know, if no one else is out there, we'll just pick up a handcuff quarterback. Just go roster quarterback. And, you know, especially the one I would pick is, again, there's rules for this in terms of just general understanding, but pick guys that you have seen play before. So Geno and Glennon kind of fit that definition. You don't want a Penn State situation, which I was educated on very quickly on Saturday night. You want someone that can play, and, you know, defaulting to, you know, those types of quarterbacks. Yeah. And like, you know, like Blaine Gabbert, it sounds outrageous because he's Brady's backup, but like, I think he can play in a pretty good offense, right? I mean, like, that's a situation where you're like, okay, like, he's not horrible and that's a good offense. Like, you could actually see something from that. So, all that's to say, right, these are the types of moves that you definitely can make leading up into your free agency. And again, when you have just the back end of your roster, you're just sort of cycling through guys, you know, cycle through them in the right way. All right, some guys here that we're stashing more so, I think, than really making huge bets on, just because I doubt that, like, I doubt in the leagues that we're in, Devontae Booker is super out there. Again, I'm making I don't think it's an outrageous bid. I honestly, like, I'm pretty underwhelmed by this McCaffrey or this Barkley injury personally. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. And he's a freakazoid, and I am anything but it. And like, I was back in relatively no time. He's like God's gift to athleticism. I'm not particularly worried about Barkley, and because I suffered the same injury, and I know how quickly I played with zero treatment and zero doctor's help, because that's just not what my parents did in terms of taking me to the doctor. So he's already way ahead. I'm not particularly worried about him long term, and it wouldn't shock me if he played Sunday. So we'll see there. But Booker, you know, if he's out there, click the share, but it's fine either way. If he's not, I don't think it's going to change your dynasty outlook. Khalil Herbert, basically a timeshare with Damian Williams. I think that one's notable. Jerick McKinnon is another one. It was some timeshare stuff with Darrell Williams as Clyde Edwards-Helaire's out. So that's a notable one. Tyson Williams, I think there's a non-zero chance that he was cut in some leagues. So, again, I'd add him. There's a rumor that, you know, circulating about that they are potentially in the trade market in terms of trading one of their depth running backs. If that's true, like, I hope it's Tyson Williams, and I hope he lands with like Buffalo. If say. Someone like that that could use an efficient runner. I would be all aboard. All aboard the Tyson Williams train. So he's shown enough to say that he can play so far. So just sort of keep that in mind. I mentioned Booker. Joshua Kelly's the other one. He played a non-insignificant number this past week. And I think when you sort of look at that, you could say, okay, like, I'm not sure what the answer is in terms of Roundtree didn't play and Jackson was actually hurt. So that could be a situation. Again, I don't think Joshua Kelly's good, but if Eckler goes down tomorrow, Kelly's probably worth the second. You can just flip it. You don't have to find out whether or not he's good. All right, some wide receivers here. Note, Chris Moore, big uptick in terms of usage this past week. I'm not sure I'd buy that in Houston, but for what that's worth, if you're playing like 35 man, something like that, or beyond, he's probably warrants some a roster spot for sure, just to sort of see. Tim Patrick, again, he's like a wide receiver three. With they basically just put like whoever they can possibly put in front of him, and then they put, you know, that person gets hurt, and then all of a sudden, like, he's a wide receiver, like, 2-3 fringe for fantasy. Like, that's kind of what he's been the past, like, year or so. Pretty impressive. Tajay Sharp was the significant uptake guy as you lost Julio there in the Tennessee receiving core. So be on the watch for if Julio is going to be back. If not, you know, you need someone. Tajay Sharp would be my recommendation there. Kenny Stills, big uptick in terms of play. I don't know if there's a lot there in terms of it ultimately, but he played 83% of snaps. So, and again, you can sort of hit that. He's got that kill switch where it can go real deep with Jameis with the Saints. So just keep that in mind. I do think he's an interesting one. Again, in shorter leagues, I'm probably holding where I'm at and not making a big investment. But if it's deeper leagues where you have some of these situations where you can potentially cut, just taking a spec shot there to see how he's doing is interesting. James Washington also is interesting from the perspective of now Juju's hurt. Again, I'm not sure how well James Robinson fits with what Ben Roethlisberger is doing as a career. As a quarterback at this point in his career, but we shall see. All right, a few minutes left here. Dan Arnold at tight end, real big uptick going from Carolina to Jacksonville and as part of that trade. So he sees an uptick in terms of yards per route run. Has a pretty good game in his second week there with Jacksonville. So we'll be on the watch for that. Again, wouldn't make a huge investment just because we know what the priors are on these tight ends. It can be pretty bad. Ricky Seals-Jones, absolutely worth an addition given the fact that he's a pretty high volume, high usage guy in that Logan Thomas role in Washington. And Demetrius Harris, the other one here, in terms of, I guess you could throw in Darryl Daniels with the Chiefs. Let's try that one more time. With the Cardinals as the tight end there replacing replacing an injured Max Williams. So that'll pretty much do it. Again, some trade target people. I'd be interested in sort of what the market is on Knox, for example. He's one that I'm pretty interested in. And then, you know, I think Sermon's one you really should explore the cost for and see what you can get for him. All right, well, that'll do it in under 10 minutes. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.